Welcome to a Kicking the Shin podcast. I'm Brian Somerville, kicking it in the hidden room this evening. Got a packed panel for you tonight. We got Griff with us. How you doing, Griff?
Real good, real good. Just realizing that no producer Blake tonight, replaced by a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, it's right standing. In his spot. Takes up a lot more space. We also got Seth Metcalf with us this evening. Seth, how you doing in the hidden room this evening?
I'm doing well. What? A question, Brian. Why do you always include my last name and your last name, but no one else gets a last name?
I do that because I just think that Griff and Rob, their names just are so, they stand alone so strong on their own. You know, it's like Rob, Griff. Because Seth is like kind of,
you don't have a cool
Seth
name.
Seth and Brian. It's like, you know, Metcalf and Somerville. You know. Sorry. But yeah, okay. Anyway, I do introductions differently, I know, yeah, but we also got Rob with us this evening. Got off track there. Rob, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing really well. Pretty excited to get started, actually. A lot of big things to talk about.
It's actually in your contract that we signed that we don't use your last name, right? Isn't that the deal?
Yeah.
I wouldn't either if my last name is Mangina.
I feel like it's been a while since the four of us got together and recorded. Usually it's just... Last couple weeks, you've been missing, actually, Rob.
Well, I did miss last week, and I was real bummed about that, because there's a lot of things to talk about, but this week, got plenty to go on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We had Sporting Kansas City's first home night game, so that was pretty exciting.
You got the night game.
Yeah?
You guys went? Better atmosphere.
Well, yeah. I like the night game, especially in the summertime.
Yeah,
it did get a little chilly.
No, it was beautiful weather on Friday.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was perfect.
It's supposed to be nice this Friday too. The weather.
Rumor has it. Yeah. No. It was good. What? Three of us went. Griffin. You didn't go.
It looked really good on TV. It looked like a real nice environment.
So that's the story you're sticking to.
It was the day after my birthday. So
that's right. Happy birthday, man.
Couldn't even get
we were
going.
All hanging out. last time I saw producer Blake, which
yeah,
I was down there hanging out. The game was awesome though, man. Got it cracking real early. Baylor on that goal. I mean, that was. It's always nice to see those early goals scored. I mean, I feel like it doesn't happen that often for us, but
in the fifth minute, no less.
Oh yeah, I think. They were saying second fastest goal at Sporting Park, so that's kind of
pretty
cool.
Good. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Real good.
Now Baylor's got 3 goals in 5 games. I mean, I think that's a pretty decent return.
It should have 4 goals in that game though alone.
Oh, yeah. The one sitter he missed. He did miss a sitter.
He missed a couple good chances, but... Yeah,
this guy just free kicked as well.
But, hey, he was
working hard, though.
So, that's good.
I like that, though. Scoring early always takes pressure off and builds confidence both.
Especially at home, yeah.
Yeah, it really set how the whole match went from then on out, which you can't ask for more than that.
Definitely.
It was actually a big deal for me. That is the first goal I've seen Sporting KC score in our stadium ever. And that's like my 9th, 10th game going. It seems every time I've been to a game, they've tied or lost. That was my first goal. And it was fun. It was fun to finally see one.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, glad you didn't lose faith. It's time to go.
Well, you know.
You're rewarded.
I kept at it.
But yeah, Montreal, I mean, for the team leading the league, they didn't really look like doing much this whole game.
Yeah,
they were content to just sit back. I think they only registered, one shot on goal?
One shot on goal. It's a good chance, though. Real good chance. Jimmy definitely had to come up with a pretty decent save for it. But yeah, I mean, we're definitely the better squad.
Yeah. Much attention is going to get drawn to the performance of Vinny Fielhaber. What did you guys think of his performance on the evening?
He's getting better. I think you always look real good when your stat sheet says you got 2 assists. But still not good enough, in my opinion. For the experience and the caliber that I have seen him play at, like, I still expect more out of him. But he definitely ties our midfield together. I feel like, not that Zusi, when he played in that center attacking mid role, didn't tie our midfield, but it is different. Zusi is a more dynamic player than Fielhaber is. And, I don't know, Fielhaber is a string puller, a true string puller, so... Yeah.
And I thought he looked a lot better last Saturday against Montreal because I thought he had a lot more time in the midfield. You know, after the other goal, they actually sat back quite a bit, you know, and tried to absorb some of our pressure. So it was easier for him to start in the attacking spot and withdraw and then collect the ball and have time on it and come up with a decision, where I feel you know, any midfielder should be able to come up with a pretty good decision then if they have the time. And I feel like when he struggles, it's when he has pressure immediately on his back. He has to turn and come up with it.
Yeah. So. Well, he had two assists, which, I mean, he was up for one of the MLS performers of the week. But I was really, I don't know. I was kind of upset with him. I found myself shouting his name and while being upset at the same time, because it seems like he struggles with just getting the ball out. You know, when he distributes it out wide, I can't remember how many times he just would overshoot Seth out wide or Myers, and it would be a simple pass. And going forward, I feel like he missed everything except those assists, which were good assists. But yeah, flow of game stuff sometimes. I just feel like he makes too many erratic passes.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely passed the ball out of bounds like 3 times.
True.
Yeah. when he's
when he wasn't under any pressure, which was tough.
To wide open people.
Yeah. But no, I think he's definitely looking better. I mean,
what do you think of his partnership with Rozell, though? I mean, do you think they complement each other well, or would you like to see some type of rotation through the midfield, you know?
Rozell's going to make anyone playing with him look good. Have you seen him this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he looks amazing out there right now. So
our MVP so far.
Yeah.
Quietly.
I don't know. ESPN had a little shout-out to him in their little write-up on the power rankings. Like, they have Sporting in fourth in the league right now in the power rankings. And I don't know. Talked about how Fellhopper, you know, stole the show with the 2 assists, but how you can't, like, it's all Rozell. Everything he does, like, behind the scenes is really, you know, what is really, like, holding our midfield together. Man, I don't know how many times he was involved. Like, just the play's always around him, and he's, you know, which is good, right? Like, I want our defensive midfielder to, you know, not only is he winning tackles, but he's also, you know, getting within the rhythm of the game. And, you know, I think his style of play with Nagamura and Fellhopper, I think, is actually really it's developing to a good relationship. So,
yeah, I'm definitely excited to see more of that, the partnership that exists. What did you guys think of, you know, the other offensive performers, you know, particularly like CJ?
I feel bad for CJ. There were moments where he disappeared and he got hurt, and I didn't know if he was going to come back on. He was off the field for what seemed like a good 5-10 minutes. I don't know exactly how long it was, but like, CJ, what's up, man? And then it seemed like he just struggled at times to get involved. He just disappeared. It wasn't that he couldn't get about the pitch. He just couldn't find a rhythm. I'm not sure what it was.
Yeah, I agree with that. It seems like his role was kind of undefined almost, you know. He was running off of Bieler's knockdown balls, but, you know, Bieler was making runs of his own, you know, trying to get behind the back line or you know, so he really kind of got lost in whether he was supporting Bieler or making the runs or Bieler was supporting him. And I feel like Bieler just kind of imposed himself more and took the lead role. And it's like, what is CJ's role now in Sporting's offense?
Well, we kind of put him outside, like, and that's kind of difficult for a big guy like CJ because it's really important to run the channels and to make your diagonal runs, where he would almost rather make the run early and then have the ball kicked in high to him, you know. And he did knock down balls pretty well, like had a couple good chances built off of just a ball pumped in toward his direction. But he's got to cover a lot of space. And I think with Bieler sitting so high on the defensive line, like, you know, right on the end, that means he's got to even be twice as involved, so maybe his side just becomes less effective then.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of, like, CJ playing out wide.
No, I'm
not. Because he just doesn't use his strengths very well, or the way he, you know, wants to play, and every player has their own style. But I don't know, and he's not, like, super pacey. I mean, he's, like, not big and, like, powerful, I guess, maybe, but he's definitely not pacey, which our style, we need a little bit more pace on the wings, I think, at times. Zusi actually showed some really good pace at times. Is he getting faster or something? I don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, really, like, but yeah, so back to the old CJ thing, he just, it just doesn't suit him very well playing wide, but it suits our system for him to be there, so I don't know. I think it's just one of those things he kind of has to deal with. I mean, I think ideally, if we could morph into having a partnership with CJ and Baylor and CJ being able to tuck in underneath and knocking down balls for Baylor to run onto. I think that's really good, but then we're going to have a void someplace else. And right now, it's definitely not going to be our midfield that I think is going to lose anybody. Because I think Vermees really likes playing with three midfielders, and personally, I like playing with three central midfielders, so... I don't know. Yeah, it's different, but we also got to remember, like, CJ's a young player still, like, he's still learning. This is only his third season in the league. Like, you know, definitely not a veteran by any means.
Still has an ability to kind of learn new roles.
Yeah, he's young enough where he can. Just an acclimation process as opposed to never going to be able to get it there.
Yeah, definitely. So,
and there was that scare when he got injured, and yeah, I think, you know, if he were to go down, you know, we start kind of looking short up top, you know.
Suni Saad, I mean, he's
been subbed in every time. It would almost have to be him right away.
Yeah.
How far out is Bunbury from playing?
I think he's still got a couple months.
Yeah.
Or a month or so. Definitely.
But either way, you know, that's the good thing. Why, you know, a lot of our offseason focused on acquiring a lot of depth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of strong players that, you know, we can bring off the bench. So
yeah,
we'll get to see that tested soon, you know, in the upcoming games.
Get that guy called Kai Kamara back from loan to help out a little bit too, right?
Did you guys see that photo he tweeted on Monday? He was his tweet, and it said, Norwich City, thanks for everything. No place else I'd rather be. But Kansas City, see you in 8 hours. And it was like a picture of his passport with like a ticket in it. But it was just April Fool's joke.
Oh.
That's
tough.
That's
kind of bogus.
That's a little cruel.
But man, he's a prankster. Like, he's known for being a prankster. So, I don't know. I mean, we want to make that segue at all. Like, Norwich has signed a striker already for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Rudy Wolfs van Winkle guy.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the greatest
what
names
is his
in soccer.
Name?
Wolfs van Winkle?
Yeah. Is that it?
No, it's van Wolfswinkle.
Yeah, van Wolfswinkle. But he plays for, Sporting in Portugal?
Sporting Lisbon.
Sporting Club.
Sporting Club.
In Portugal. And Norwich signed him for roughly $7 million, I think. Something like that. I don't know.
No,
I'm making that number
off the bench. Their second striker off the bench. So
yeah.
I think it's time. At North. You might. There's a chance he might come back to Kansas City?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really do. We need him back.
Obviously, I'd like to see him come back, yeah.
yeah, definitely. I think he would definitely add to our team.
He's looking good in the Premier League. Think how good he'd look for us. Yeah, come on back. Get Roger.
Yeah,
two
for playing with all those training regimen and stuff. Yeah, he'd definitely be a good addition. I don't know. Do you think, now this is the, you know, 2 games in 1 week for Sporting Kansas City coming up, this game on Friday night, you know, against DC United, you know, one of our direct rivals for the Eastern title, which DC, they only have about, I think, 1 win this season. So, I mean, they're not having the best year, but, I don't know. What is Kansas City going to have to do to, have a repeat performance of Saturday night against Montreal?
Honestly, I think it's just going to be, we just need to take care of business. You know, DC, what, their attacking threat up top is...
De Rosario.
Yeah.
De Rosario.
Right? Mm-hmm. We just dealt with Marco De Vaio. So now we're going to have to deal with De Rosario. You know, as long as I think we deal with him, they're not going to score a goal against us, I don't think. And just take care of business. That's how I view the game is. I mean, it's home. You know, we should win every home game.
Yeah, I hope they could ride the momentum from that last game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say much of how we did last Saturday. Now, if we can set the tempo early, you know, best case scenario, score early. But really just, you know, get on the right foot right away. Set the pace and show them that we're going to pass and try and get their midfield to set off like Montreal did, you know. If we can get any team to do that, we're going to look a lot better because it feeds into our style. And, you know.
Definitely.
Can outclass teams that way as opposed to a few of the games that we let slip earlier in the season. We never really took total control, and it was really just a, you know, kind of physical 50-50 battle, which was tough to win for any team.
Why don't more teams press us, though? Like, it showed in the early games that teams, when they press us, we freak out.
Well, and I have a feeling Montreal came into to the game with the idea to press, and that's why they gave up the early goal. And they said, well, let's not do that, since it only took them 5 minutes to break through. Like,
I was going to say, teams pack it in against Sporting when they're especially at home a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, Montreal didn't. It didn't work for them. But that, with Chicago, that's what they did with us. They always had 10 men behind the ball.
But I mean, we prefer that, though, right? Like, we want teams to just
We haven't been able to score on people when they do that, though.
I mean, that was... I mean, we were a much better team against Chicago because they did sit in, and especially when they really sat in.
Yeah.
But, you know, no goal to show for it. But it wasn't like they were going to go get one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know. It's just... It's tough because I feel like our play is more effective when we get to play against teams that are open. But, like, I don't know. Personally, as a player, I want a bunch of time on the ball, right? Like, I don't want to play fast at all, so...
Yeah, and with Zusi and Phil Hubbard, you know, one of them, if they get the time, they'll pick the pass.
Yeah.
They'll find it.
Yeah, so...
But I really like the movement through our midfield. Like, we do a really good job at home, in particular, like, moving the ball around, you know?
Yeah.
Really just making sure everyone on the team gets involved, you know? Even, like, when our backs make runs out of the back, you know, they do a good job. Like, on that goal that Bieler scored, I think Seth was, like, running right next to him, like, up through the... Making a run for him, right, you know, right through the middle, you know, off of him, you know?
Man, and, like, there's another good chance, too, in the game where Seth broke all the way, you know, up the side, and he shot cross to the far post and should have just played it, you know, across the face of goal, and Chance actually would have been the guy to get on the end of it. So, you know, left back, you know, making the big run, and then the right back, you know, coming in the, you know, with the late run.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, that's good that...
They were the two farthest forward.
You know, it's good that they're getting involved, maybe not the best positioning if our left back and right back are both attacking at the same time. I hope somebody could cover
It's all part of the plan.
You know, but it's still good, though. It shows that, you know, they're getting involved in the play. And we've talked about this, I don't know, a couple pods ago, actually, about, like, you know, what we want to see out of the back, you know, and being more productive offensively. And, yeah, they definitely showed that. I was very impressed with our backs.
Yeah, I thought the Chance Myers coming back really helped out as well. You know, Jerome did pretty well. We talked about him in the last pod, actually, but... Glad to see Chance back. You know,
maybe he'll get a shot. Maybe Jerome will get a run out this Friday.
There'll be plenty of chances for him coming up. You know, whether it be another injury or just cup games. You know, we play too many games in the season to not have a guy that's got to be able to fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do we say it? Is it Mechak? Mechak?
I say Mechak.
Mechak.
I say Mechak.
I like them both.
Mechak, Mechak.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jerome. Yeah,
it's an awesome name. But yeah, overall, I'm pumped. Are you guys going to the game on Friday?
Oh yeah, my brother's going. That'd be fun. Nice. It's his first sporting game. Never been.
Is it
one.
Really?
Yeah.
We haven't been to his. I thought he went with us.
No. So he's looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it as well. It'll be fun. I'm gonna try to get off work early.
Oh, nice.
Get out there.
Yeah. Fun. Well, I'm definitely going. Me and Jen, and we'll be out there.
For sure.
Whole crew will be out there. We took our parents out there. They were in town for Easter weekend. We took them out there last weekend. I think they had an awesome time.
Yeah.
Great.
I just love that stadium.
Yeah, they definitely was like that. Having a good time.
Yeah. Good time for sure.
Yeah, so what? Friday at 7:30, right?
Yeah, Friday 7:30.
Gonna beat down on some DC United.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. This week on a Kickin' the Shin podcast, we're gonna be bringing you guys a brand new segment. This is going to be the official Kick in the Shin World 11. You know, we're always trying to keep stuff fresh here, keep stuff funky. And now we're going to give you this four-part series where each week we're going to bring you a different portion of our World 11 with the idea of building the ultimate World 11, which isn't that what everyone likes to think about, you know?
For sure.
All right. So this week we're going to start with our defense, you know, build from the back, strong foundation. Rob, hit me, man. Who is your pick for World 11 goalkeeper?
Well, right now, I would have to go with Nuar. Strong player. He's brilliant at stopping the shot, but he also has a brilliant inside game where he can actually, you know, take on people. And I don't know, watching that Bayern Munich-Juventus game today when he bombed the ball, just throwing it down the field 60 yards, just throwing it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he's a very technically gifted goalkeeper. I would agree with that. That's a solid nomination. What do you think, Seth? Who's on your list?
Man, I would have to say St. Iker. Casillas, man. He's hurt right now, but, man, he is the starting goalkeeper of one, the best team in the world right now. I mean, I would say Spain is the best team. They're ranked number one by FIFA. You know, defending World Cup, European, two-time champions. I mean, you know.
Real Madrid goalkeeper
as well. Real Madrid goalkeeper. You know, he's world class, and he's been at it for a while, and he's still not that old. He's only going to get better. I don't know. He's just a super all-around goalkeeper, just has, you know, all the attributes. You know, he's intelligent. He's a leader, obviously, being captain of Real Madrid. You know, he's strong in the air. He's a great shot stopper, doesn't make mistakes. You know, just, you know, that's who I go for sure.
You can see us. Griff, what do you think?
I guess I'd quick poll Peter Cech. Something about that helmet, you know? No, I mean, honestly.
And they did just win the Champions League. Yeah, that's the thing, in a penalty kick shootout with Peter Cech.
He's an intimidating force in there, you know. He's got an outstanding career, long resume. Maybe not quite like Iker Casillas is, but, you know, he's a presence between the sticks there, and a lot of teams, you know, don't like to play Chelsea for that reason alone.
Yeah.
And the other 11 guys in the field, knowing he's in goal.
He definitely knows how to show up in big games, too.
Yeah, he really does. You know, when he needs to make a save, he usually does.
Mm-hmm. He's been in all the situations. I mean, just based off the amount and number of competitions he's played in, which I guess you could say the same or similar to Casillas. Well,
I don't know. I just know I'm rooted against Chelsea in enough games that Peter Cech's ruined my day. Too many times. It's like, man, that dude's good. You got to give it to him.
Brian?
Well, I don't know. I guess... you guys want to know who my pick is?
Yeah. No, we're not interested at all.
You know, I mean, you know, I feel like on paper, you know, Casillas seems like the obvious choice, you know? Just, I mean, everything you said, Seth, I mean, all his accomplishments recently. Right now, I mean, he is the hottest goalkeeper. But, you know, I got to say I'd go with a newer. You know, I just like his, I feel like he he's a different goalkeeper than a lot of other goalkeepers in that sense, you know, just his style, his persona, you know, on the field, just his, you know, like Rob said, the way he just chucks that ball, like, I mean, and you see that, it just, see his personality more, you know, he took a penalty kick in the Champions League last year. How many goalkeepers do you see taking penalty kicks and like, you know, you know, in a high pressure situation, you know?
Takes them for Germany sometimes too.
Yeah, like, I mean, Neuer's like a boss, you know, he wants to get involved and, I mean, sees himself as a player on the team, but...
But, I mean, we can only pick one here. We got, you know, sitting in the starting 22, starting 11. So if we were just...
Well, since his hand is not broken right now, I just feel like we'd have to go with Neuer, right?
You know, I guess we're going to have to go with that.
I'd agree with that. You know, him and Iker Casillas would be in a tough battle, and I know Iker would have a lot of complaints, but I just have a feeling he's not tuning into our podcast this week. You know, next week, you know, we talk to him and stuff. But, Neuer, then. We'll say Manuel Neuer of Bayern Munich in Germany.
All right.
So Iker's our backup.
Iker's definitely our backup.
But in the starting 11.
Neuer. Okay. Okay.
All right, so now we got the goalkeepers out of the way. What do we got in terms of our back line? Let's go ahead and take a little look at the outside backs. So, Griff, you go first. Who's your pick for left back?
Oh, left back? I like Marcelo of Real Madrid. Not a huge Real Madrid fan, but, you know, he works hard in the defense. He's really fast.
Yeah.
He's pretty disciplined, and he's Brazilian, so, you know, going forward, he really helps out in the attack, which, you know, a team like Real Madrid, they're attacking more than they're defending usually.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen him in that Brazilian national side, and he definitely gets forward. He definitely scores goals, so it's also good. You know, he doesn't neglect his defensive side. He's a tough tackler, so, I mean,
I was overly critical of him years in the past because he struggled in the defense, but, you know, that's really come together, and full package.
Yeah. Seth, what do you think?
I like that Marcelo pick. I mean, he's definitely, oh, he's left one thing out. He's kind of got that dark arts about him, too. Like, cheap, you know, a little dirty player, a little edgy, definitely, in his style. But, man, as much as I hate Chelsea Football Club, like, Ashley Cole is so freaking good. And he's been so freaking good for so long. I mean, he is just, I mean, I'm sure he's the first name on the team sheet, right? Like, Ashley Cole, left back. Like, if it's a big game, he's going to be playing. I don't know. He's just, he was at Arsenal before that. He's been England's left back for a really long time. And yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. Their team won Champions League off of their defensive displays last season. And, you know, Ashley Cole was definitely a big part of that. So, I don't know. I'm going to go with... Yeah, Ashley Cole, honestly. Like, I like him a lot, so.
Rob, what do you think? What's your take on Ashley Cole versus Marcelo?
He's a scumbag, though. Let me throw that in. Ashley Cole is a scumbag.
Yeah. You need that as a defender, right? You gotta have some of that.
Like you said, he's the dark arts, man.
Yeah, dark arts Marcelo. Dark arts. Ashley Cole.
We'll get to more of that.
I'm sure lots of our defenders are going to possess the dark arts. That's what makes him fun to watch half the time, honestly. Well, it's hard to beat Marcelo. And especially lately, he's been able to get involved in the attack in a way that he hasn't been able to do. And he's really been consistent. But I'd like to give a shout-out, though, to Leighton Baines. I think he's been brilliant. And not only is he good at defending, getting forward, but he also takes set pieces for Everton. And he still manages to score quite a few goals off those attempts. And, I mean, that's worthy of notice, I think.
He looks like an elf, though, right?
He looks like,
a creature of some sort. Yeah. But, I agree with you, Rob. I definitely think Leighton Baines is an excellent shot at it. I think he gets overlooked because he's on I won't say lesser club, but maybe a smaller club. And so he gets overlooked, you know?
I'll say lesser club.
Yeah. Everton, you know, that's not...
But the one thing keeping Leighton Baines, I mean, he still hasn't broken into that national team. And
well, he's been starting, actually.
Not truly. Semi-regularly. Not truly, though.
He's not, like...
I mean, Ashley Cole still got it over
him.
Yeah.
And like, you know, until that changes, I still don't think he could be considered. Because, I mean, all those other players, Marcelo, Cole, you know, all our other options, you know, those guys are starting for their national teams, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But good effort. I'm inclined to agree with Seth on the Ashley Cole just because he is showing that consistency against competition from around the world. But I think overall in that World 11, you got to go with that Marcelo.
Yeah, Marcelo for sure.
So it's Marcelo?
Marcelo. It's got to be Marcelo.
Marcelo for sure for left back.
Okay, we'll slot that in here.
So then going over to the right back side, I don't know, Rob, what are some of your choices for right back position?
Well, I think the most obvious candidate is Philipp Lahm, right back for Bayern Munich, starts for Germany, still young. He's been doing it for a long time. He's number one right back in the world.
Okay. Seth, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean...
Is that it? Philipp Lahm?
Just going to close the book there, or you got any other...
I don't know. He's definitely... He's really good. You know, I'm not going to argue anyone else because I'm going to be sincere. He's good. I mean, captain of... Bayern Munich, captain of Germany, like you're Philipp Lahm, like you, I don't know, he completely shuts down the entire left side of offenses, like, I don't know.
And he's not a big dude by any means.
No, he's not, but he's just so intelligent. He's quick, he's really pacey for his size, he's deceivingly strong.
Highly disciplined.
Yeah, highly disciplined, definitely. Like, man, he knows what, he knows what the forward... midfielder is going to do before they even do it. Like, he's so good at intercepting passes. Yeah, I'll go with Philipp Lahm for sure. That's good.
Brian, what do you think?
Well, I was giving a shout out to Bate from Milan. You know, I just think his quality on the ball and his, you know, I just like his energy. I like the way he plays. And I'm just a fan of AC Milan in general. But I would have to agree with you guys on that Philipp Lahm, though. I mean, just the fact that he's doing it at the international level. And again, we at the best club in Germany, you know, and he's, yeah, I definitely agree with the Philipp Lahm. I mean, there's not really too many other right backs that you could, you know, put up against them, you know?
I mean, yeah, there's a couple others I could use, you know, they'd come close. They'd be in the topic, you know, like a...
Like Ivanovic, right, Griffin?
No.
Zabaleta?
Learns to shave his eyebrows.
Zabaleta, obviously, from Man City. That's pretty cool. I liked your Abate. You know, he's really young. One for the future. Yeah. You know, one's long.
Who's that kid at Barcelona?
Jordi Alba.
Alba.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a youster. Oh, a youngster who's...
Left back, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, Danny Alves, for right back, though, he'd like to, you know, he gets paid the most, way more than any other defender. In the right back position.
He's also paid for his acting ability, too, though.
Well, you know, but playing for Barcelona, you know, he gets forward. Brazilian, again. What about Dario Cerna?
Yeah.
Croatian captain, right back. Shakhtar Donetsk captain.
I mean, that's good.
I mean, he's a Philipp Lahm-style player. Yeah. Highly disciplined, highly technical. Likes to push forward and send in balls.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta throw a Croatian at least.
Yeah, you would.
But it's pretty obvious. We all decided that Philipp Lahm is the right back.
Yeah.
Yep, so Philipp Lahm. And then, you know, going right up the middle, we'll take a look at our center backs. Seth, give us some of your options and choices for our two center back positions.
Man, this is tough, honestly, because, I think center back is, like, so important in defense. Like, so important. Because if you have poor center backs, like, it doesn't matter how good the rest of your team is. Like, your team is so vulnerable. It's tough because there's so many really good guys. But I would have to go with Sergio Ramos as my center back. Which is, he's morphed into that center back role just recently, in the last, two seasons. This is probably, I guess, his third season, really, playing regular at center back. And he, you want to talk about somebody with dark arts, like, dude, he's as dirty as, like, he just, I don't know, he's crazy, like, just absolutely insane. And, man... He's just got that edge about him, but he's still a natural leader. Like, the players around him look up to him. He's a really hard tackler. Like, doesn't give up on the play. And, I don't know, just really, really passionate about it. And, I mean, he's the starting center back for Real Madrid. He plays for Spain. I don't know, he's quality.
He's good, yeah.
That's good that you got your center back and your goalkeeper, too. Just, you know, playing side by side for club and country. You know, that's just good for any club and national team.
For sure.
Griff, what do you think on the center back issue?
Oh, you know, there's a bunch to be named. Thiago Silva, you know, he just made a big money move over to PSG this summer.
And young for center back.
Last summer. Yeah, real young, and they... oozes with talent. You know, I don't see him make too many mistakes. I don't get to watch too many PSG games. But he looked good. He was at AC before. I saw a number of games there, and he never seemed to do wrong. So, Thiago Silva's a good choice. We'd have to argue Matt Beisler.
Yeah, man. Azteca.
He keeps going.
Matt
like
Beisler
going,
and Ramos then in this?
I don't know. What do you think? I like Hummels. Really young, doing it at an extremely high level right now. He's my favorite center back to watch play personally right now. But with the amount of maturity he's been able to develop for himself over there at Borussia, I'd like to see him get more. I mean, he starts pretty regularly for Germany when they play.
Yeah,
he's doing well.
I think I would agree with that. You know, he's one of the more, you know, underrated people, again, coming from a smaller league or, you know, in the sense. But, I have to say one of my choices would be Vincent Kompany.
Yeah.
From Manchester City. Dude, he's just really a big dude. Just gets stuck in. I mean, maybe not the fastest, but, I mean, that's what he makes up for in his size, you know?
I definitely not want that dude running at me.
Yeah, he's like a train when he starts going.
Yeah.
It pains me to say it, but... I mean, because he plays for City, but he is a great center back.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, he's sheer class, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's...
They're passionate.
I don't know. I mean, pair him up against, you know, the scumbagness of Sergio Ramos and sheer class of if you have Vincent Kompany, yeah, he's awesome, man. Wins like everything in the air. He's good on set pieces. He's a danger on set pieces. We haven't really talked a whole lot about that with center backs. And I don't know, he's a leader, not only by example, but also, you know, he's boisterous, you know, definitely takes control of games for his players. I mean, a number of times, you know, man, when Balotelli was at City, Vincent Kompany would always come in and bust that shit up because Balotelli's going nuts. so, yeah, man, I totally agree with that Vincent Kompany, too. I mean, you got to give a shout out to Daniel Agger, though, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, you know,
talks about going to Real Madrid.
Yeah, talks about going to Real Madrid, City, Barcelona. I mean, those are, you know, three really, really top clubs. And, I mean, he's a left-footed center back, you know, which is definitely not as popular and well-known, I guess, as left-footed center backs. And
nice deviation.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know, like, not that... I mean, Poole's a solid team, but, you know, he captains Denmark, and, you know, he definitely has some natural leadership roles. But, yeah, I'll give a shout-out to old Danny.
You could also say, like, Piqué, you know, Barcelona, he's their best center back.
Yeah.
He could be on the list. But mm-hmm. I really like your Vincent Kompany. That's, I think we're really onto something there.
Yeah, so I think we should pair Kompany with Ramos.
I think that'd be awesome
partnership. All right, so that's our back line then. We got Manuel Neuer in goal, front two big center backs in front of him, Ramos and Kompany, and then we got Marcelo and Philipp Lahm on the outsides.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Good start.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So go ahead and tune in next week to see the continuation of this series and check out our midfield. Oh man, these. These beers that ever taste better than in the hidden room. What are we sipping on here tonight, guys?
Well, I provided, so I might as well talk about it. It's a very rare beer, especially in these parts of Kansas City. It goes by the name of Boulevard Brewing Company.
I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, Boulevard. It's kind of like a French word, Boulevard.
Silent Boulevard. V. Yeah. Silent V, right?
Brewing Company. Yep. They make this great beer we're drinking tonight, unfiltered wheat beer.
Never heard of it.
Delicious. Boulevard wheat.
I saw that at the like the Boulevard's member stand at Sporting. I think people were drinking it.
It's really cool that they have that now. The stand. The
for sure.
Yeah, $3 a little cups of it.
Pilsner then? You can get Boulevard Pilsner for it. Yeah.
You can get wheats too.
Can you?
Yeah.
For the same price?
No.
I thought it was. Oh, but still. Wheat, but. Yeah.
I don't know, when I saw those glasses for $3, I don't know, I just kind of laughed to myself. I like the good prices, though, on the
bottles. Yeah, you know, great Boulevard wheat, though. You can never turn those down.
I always go with those aluminum bottles of wheat.
Yeah, because if I ever get super pissed, I can chuck it onto the field.
Right. It can also be used as a weapon.
I can seriously injure somebody.
Yeah, you really could, right? That's aluminum safe at all.
Yeah, 16-ounce aluminum can. Bottle. Yeah.
While it's full.
Yeah, you're going to hurt somebody. Boulevard wheat off, so try it, man.
Yeah, we've all heard of Boulevard wheat.
It's gone too far now.
20 pack of wheat.
Check us out online at Kicking the Shin. I've actually been tweeting a lot of tweeting random questions, you know, favorite beers and stuff like that. I was a little bit
getting some responses. Yeah,
not at all. So hit us up on Twitter, Kicking the Shin.
We can't acknowledge that we don't have any fans.
You gotta gather and become one.
It's to the point where we're asking people to follow us now.
Aww. No, I'm just saying.
Maybe that's the problem. We have
some questions. We wanna talk about soccer. We love hearing what we want to talk about. What everybody else wants to hear about. So we want to know what you guys like to hear about.
We'll talk about it. We're always talking about something.
It's called a contest or something like that.
It's called feedback, Luca. It worked brilliantly.
What, give them money to listen? That's like, that's like a bribe or something.
Yeah. No, we'll check us out next week.
We're not above that.
This is not a verbally binding contract.
Champions League is going to be back next week.
Yeah, games are actually today due to work. We didn't get to watch them all, but next week we'll talk about legs 1 and 2.
Yeah, so we'll have a better idea of how that Final Four is going to be shaping up.
We're taking off work on next Wednesday. Check out those second legs of PSG, Barcelona, Juventus, And Byron, man.
You guys are going to have to record without me, actually. I'm going to be out of town for work.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you guys will be on record duty.
Yeah. We'll have to get producer Blake back in the studio. Yeah. Here. We'll have to give him new directions to the hidden room. Yeah. It's always hidden.
I mean, it's always moving.
That is the problem, isn't it? She just doesn't remember.
Well, yeah. Catch us next week. Don't forget, I still shins.